Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Future-proofing communities from drought is the basis for a new $5 billion fund. It's been announced ahead of today's drought summit being held in Canberra. Now, the funds will be used to provide community services, research, and assist in the adoption of new technology. It'll also pay for advice and infrastructure to support long-term sustainability for when drought strikes. Additionally, close to $100 million in immediate drought relief measures has been unveiled, on top of the funding to protect against future disasters. This money will be allocated to mental health services, charities, and emergency water infrastructure in regional communities. Here's the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison.
Australians and Australian leaders at state and territory level and national level have been dealing with drought ever since the Commonwealth was formed, and prior to that, in each of those jurisdictions. And I think today is a great opportunity for us to get together, to swap notes, make sure we're all on the same page.
The summit's hearing from landowners who are speaking of their experiences. Political leaders will also hear from farming groups and weather experts. State premiers have welcomed the $5 billion fund, but concerns are being raised it won't be available until 2020. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says climate change issues also need to be addressed. Ahead of the summit, Federal Agriculture Minister David Littleproud was asked about building new dams and also the farmhouse allowance.
We put real people on the ground to sit around farmers' kitchen table called rural financial counsellors. They are the angels of this drought because they sit there and hear the stories. They're not just filling out the forms, they're actually hearing the heartache that these people are going through. So we put more people on the ground to be able to do that, and that's important so that they don't have the burden of filling out a form. But we are using taxpayers' money. We've got to understand that. And sadly, in past, people have taken advantage of programs like this, so we have to have some safeguards. We have to be sensible about it, but we're making it as easy as we can, and we're putting people on the ground to ensure that the burden of filling out this form is taken away.
And are new dams on the table, and can some of this future fund drought money be spent in far northern Australia?
Well, new dams have already been on the table. We've got $2.5 billion. We'll definitely look at those types of measures within it, but the federal government's already taken significant steps around building water infrastructure. $2.5 billion, and it needs to be remembered, it's actually the state government's responsibility to build dams and water infrastructure. They own the natural resource. So we ask the states to come on that journey with us. We've got 8 projects up and going as we speak. We'd like to see more, and you may see some further announcements around water in the coming weeks and days.
The National Farmers Federation has outlined 6 recommendations as a priority to help the agriculture sector through drought. They stretch from a new intergovernmental agreement to making it easier to access the farm household allowance. Here's the NFF's Chief Executive, Tony Maher, speaking with Macquarie's Eliza Edwards.
Centred around some of the management of the existing drought, so changes to rural financial counsellors to make sure that there's more financial counsellors on the ground to help people through these situations, and also around farm insurance, so changes to try and incentivise people to take up risk management strategies, changes to farm management deposit scheme that allows people to continue to put away money in the good years so they can draw down on them in these times, in the bad years. And I look at the intergovernmental agreement that is in place for drought. So reviewing that and changing that up so that we've got a better collaborative, comprehensive approach between the Commonwealth and states on drought management.
Is it too hard at the moment for farmers to access the household assistance package?
It certainly has been, and that's what we're calling for, as well as any changes to that system, so that streamline it and make it easier for people to actually access that assistance that is available. So that will be another key recommendation for the farm household support.
That's the NFF's Chief Executive, Tony Maher, speaking on today's Drought Summit in Canberra. Let me know your thoughts. Do you think anything will be achieved today, or will it just be another talk fest? Send me an email, ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.